Josh Dunkley is one of the most fascinating ones. I saw a report last night suggesting that maybe one first-round pick from the Bombers would get the deal done. I'd be staggered if that is the case. So where does it sit with Josh right now? First of all, has he actually requested a trade?
To my best of my knowledge, he hasn't formally gone to the Dogs and done so. And I think you can use a bit of recent history with this. 12 months ago, Joe Danaher came out and said, under contract, I want to trade to the Sydney Swans, and it didn't happen. I think players are going to look at that and use that as a bit of a case study in that Josh won't want to come out and formally request a trade and have his name out there linked to that unless he knows that the Dogs are going to be willing to part with him. And we know that they're not at this point. So a bit of a Mexican standoff.
I think that's the only thing he hasn't done. Because my knowledge is that he said to Essendon, I'm interested and I'm keen.
Yeah.
And the Bulldogs know, he's told the Bulldogs that and about his issues and his concerns around the footy club and what they are. And he's seriously looking at it. So they know the situation. So I think that's the only thing he hasn't done is come out publicly. And
It's hard to see him doing that unless he knows that that trade can be done, isn't it? Because it's just going to be so much unneeded attention in his shoes. We'd love it if he came out and sent out a tweet or an Instagram tomorrow and said, I want to trade to Essendon.
Because you're a man in demand, but imagine if you got that scoop. Mitch Cleary.
But players are going to be less inclined to do so. Looking at Danaher last year, like Papley, while under contract, if they think that the deal is not going to happen, then it's going to be less likely they come out and announce their intentions.
Yeah. So we look at it and we think, you know, the Saad Gill gets done, Essendon then has three picks inside the top 10.
Yeah.
But the Bulldogs don't want picks.
Correct.
So explain why, and therefore, if he does put in this trade request and the Dogs even think about doing it, what the hell can Essendon provide that will satisfy the Bulldogs?
So as part of the Next Generation Academy, Jamari Ugle-Hagan is the best kid in this year's draft. He is tied to the Dogs Academy. So whenever a bid comes, let's say it's the Crows at one or North at pick two, they bid on this kid.
What's realistic for a bid to come through for him?
It's either one or two.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just depending on whether the Crows want the image of bidding on a player at one or whether they want to take their own kid at one.
Yep.
So there's a bit to weigh up there for them. But let's say it comes at pick two. The Dogs then have to use all their points later in the draft to match the value of pick two on the draft value index, which is around, off the top of my head, roughly around 2,500 points.
Yep.
They get a 20% discount because he's part of their academy. But then all the picks after that get absorbed to match that. So let's say they've got pick 14, the Western Bulldogs, and that's worth, you know, again, off the top of my head, 1,000 points. All right. 1,000 points gets used as part of that matching. Then you go to your next pick and your next pick and your next pick.
To find the other 1,000 points.
If Josh Dunkley walks tomorrow and Essendon give up, you know, one first round pick or two, there's going to be no point because those picks are just going to be absorbed as part of the matching of that deal for the kid at the draft.
Yeah, but can those potentially say 6 and 7 be used just to match that, and they've still got pick 15 or they don't have
correct.
To use a number? Yeah.
The ideal world is, look at a couple of years ago with North Melbourne. They're in the same position with this kid, Taran Thomas, who was coming through Tasmania, their academy. They had pick 10. They moved that out for Jared Polwek because there's no point going to the draft with pick 10. The only thing would be if Essendon come out and say, we'll give you two first-round picks for Josh Dunkley, they then use those two and go and get a ruckman or go and get, you know, let's say an Adam Trelaw or one of these guys. So that's what they'd have to be positioned. But there's no point at all the Dogs going to the draft with multiple first-round picks because it's just going to be a waste.
Well, but as we sit here right now, watch out of 10, if 10's he's definitely going, what chance Josh Dunkley ends up at Essendon next season?
Well, the silence is deafening, and my understanding and what I know, it's got legs, and neither club or the club's come out and said they're not trading, but we haven't heard. We all want to hear from him, don't we? So we haven't. So knowing what we know and the lack of communication, it's growing legs kind of by the week. So it's probably like out of 10, to answer your question, it's probably like a 6.
I'll go the other side, just a 4, only because the Dogs are adamant the contracted player is staying. But I think I'm with you. I think it's got legs.
Yeah, but you think the Dogs, I mean, sometimes we say a player wants out, just let him go. But you think the Dogs, you hold on to him. You can get him happy again, and you'll back him into play.
Good Beveridge footy. And the club are on the phone to him every day, or just checking in, you know, just to try and smooth it over, and we can fix this. Or is it Dunkley playing the strong hand? That, you know, I've got these issues, and I'm serious, and just by chance, again, what I know, this came, this is by chance a bit from Essendon, is it going through a number of players with managers and then just asking questions. Let's just start with A, B, C, D, and D and land on, go through them, cross the line. Is he yes or no? Is he a chance? Dunkley, maybe. Or can we sit down, have a chat? Can we talk to him? And
that's what Brisbane did with Lachie Neale when he was a contracted player at Fremantle and it got over the line.
So you're saying they had no inkling that he was restless before they made that call? It was just...
They asked questions, yeah. Yep. So identified an area which they need to improve and then go through, write down a list of name of players, whether they're going...
Contracted, not contracted,
whatever it is.
Yep.
Having, I don't know, is it Adrian having a relationship with his manager that speaks to Mitch being a manager and he knows which players, or Adrian knows which players Mitch has, and let's just go through the list and ask.
Yep.
And then this is where we got to. And then, yeah, he might be keen to sit down, or why? Because he's a bit uncertain around his role and he's a bit unhappy with this. Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah. It's one of the more interesting ones. And what